I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right, ETF of the week in a special time on the special holiday week, but we didn't want you to miss anything. And of course, what you really get from us with Tom Lydon is just a little taste of what's available at ETF Trends, where Tom is the editor. So if you truly don't want to miss anything, go to ETFtrends.com. A great idea to do it over the holidays where everything is slow and you might be looking for stuff to do. So if you haven't been, fix that mistake and get you to ETFtrends.com. If you want to find out what else they're doing, follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom, of course, is at Tom Lydon on Twitter. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio, ticker PXH.
PXH, the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio. Okay, emerging markets is a subject, Tom, that on this show we have had a lot of disagreement about. So is this a sign that we now are at a spot where, hey, we're above the 200-day moving average and this is a well-timed play? Or is this, everybody's been so happy with domestics, you got to go do something elsewhere with your money?
Chuck, I think it's a little of both. It's true. You know, as we're now staring the end of the year in the face, a lot of people are looking at their U.S. equity allocations and saying, geez, look at this. It's been another great year. But it's also the time of year where we need to look at what's coming in 2015 and how do we maybe reposition our portfolios to take advantage of possible coming opportunities. So, a couple things I want to throw out quickly. Number one, ETFs obviously are a great tool to be able to get instant and very liquid asset allocation that doesn't cost that much. But we've had a big rise in the discussions about smart beta type ETFs. The founder of really smart beta in the ETF space is a guy named Rob Arnott at Research Affiliates. And they're coming up on their 10-year anniversary of the PowerShares FTSE RAFI 1000 portfolio. Next year, it's going to be 10 years that they're going to have a track record there, and it's done real well. I was actually talking to Rob this last week, and I asked him how he's feeling about the U.S. markets, and he said, very toppy, and he personally does not have any long positions in the U.S. He said, most of my money is in emerging markets. And we started talking about the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets portfolio. And basically what he says is this. P.E. ratios in the U.S. are in the high teens. In the MSCI Emerging Market Index, it's about 11.8. But in the FTSE RAFI emerging market portfolio, it's actually 9.2. And what they do is they have a certain methodology which highlights those companies from a value standpoint and a profitability standpoint that may trump just your basic companies within that index. So you tend to, during periods of time like this, be in more value-oriented, cheaper-type stocks that may do even that much better when emerging markets actually kick in. So I'm throwing a lot at you, Chuck, but that's kind of the premise of introducing this ETF.
If we're making this play on an underperforming market, if it's an underperforming market, we have that problem where normally we're looking at 200-day moving averages and things like that. So what's going to be our trigger points here? What should somebody be looking at? And is this money coming out of your U.S. portion because you said that folks are overweight there? Or where is this money coming from?
Great question. So a couple things. First of all, as we stand right now, PXH is 2% below its 200-day average. So you haven't missed anything because the trend currently technically is down. What I'm doing, I think, is teeing this up as investors are looking at their portfolios at the year end, thinking about positions and changes they may make. This is a great one to keep an eye on. Then it does go above its 200-day average, I would recommend an allocation. And as far as the allocation, I would imagine in most folks' portfolios, your domestic positions, because of the appreciation versus your foreign allocation, probably is increased. And if you reset back to a certain allocation domestically versus your global position, you're probably going to have to increase your global position. And if that's the case, here's a great fund to consider. If not, the least that I would recommend is taking your global position and making sure you have at least 20% of your position outside the U.S. in emerging markets. And if you want to buy cheaper stocks, here's something to consider.
Again, it's a matter of you're now waiting for this to cross the 200-day moving average, which could happen any day now if it's at 2% below that, but it may also be a while off. It's the play that you want to make when it gets there, and then it's going to be the play you want to hang on to while it stays there.
Well, a guy like Rob Arnott, who's managing $180 billion, if he says he's put most of his money in emerging markets and he's got a methodology that's somewhat tested, I would take that seriously. You and I talk to a lot of people every week. We don't often have the ability to talk to somebody who's managing that much money, number one, but also has that much conviction. So it's something that we're considering adding for our clients, ourselves. We have yet to do that, and we would obviously write about it, and we did the webcast with him last week. We're letting everybody know that this is something that we think that you should take note of, and maybe in a couple weeks we may add a position if it goes above the 200-day average. But I'll tell you, it's not often where I hear a story that's this strong.
And there you have it. Again, this strong story applies to our ETF of the week. Not quite a buy, but something you want to be looking to buy. It's the PowerShares FTSE RAFI Emerging Markets Portfolio, ticker symbol PXH. And if you want more information, well, check it out at ETFtrends.com. That is the website run by my guest and my friend, Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
And happy holidays. All right, we want you to remember, A, that it's at ETF Trends on Twitter, at Tom Lydon on Twitter, and that there's much more of Money Life to go. So stick around. We're living the money life, and we'll get back to more of it right after this message.